Those nominated for the best achievement in costume design for a black and white production are the heiress, Paramount, Edith Head, and Guile Steele.
Think costume designer, and you see someone hidden away in the background, devoted to making the star look good, or rather making the actor look just right for the role in question.
The winner is Edith Head and Guile Steele for the heiress.
Edith Head was confidant and costume designer for Clara Bow in the 20s, Mae West and Carol Lombard in the 30s, later Cary Grant, Ingrid Bergman, Betty Davis, Audrey Hepburn, Sean Connery, Elizabeth Taylor.
Her genius was her relationship with actors.
Costume designer of note and costume historian Deborah Nadulman Landis has given it a lot of thought.
What an actor wants is reassurance. Walk into a fitting room, you have to trust the costume designer. Because it's the actor's face, the actor carries the film. It's the art of becoming, the art of transformation. And we're the midwives.
But midwife or not, Head was the most Oscar-nominated, Academy Award-winning woman in history. With 35 nominations and 8 statues, there's one thing costume designer Edith Head was not. She was never in the background.
Now from Hollywood, here's the Academy Award winner who has dressed virtually every glamorous film star in the world, Paramount Pictures, Miss Edith Head. Well, Edith, what in the world?
A big part of this tiny woman was her genius for self-promotion. For decades, from The Silence through the talkies into the 60s, from black and white to color to widescreen, America knew Edith Head. She was a household name.
Did you know that the smartest and most practical color in fashion is black?
And by the force of her gifts and her self-invented image, she put the whole idea of costume design on the map.
Perhaps this is because for so many years in motion pictures, when we dressed sirens, they always wore a slinky black dress, preferably low cut.
I remember hearing her when I was a little kid on radio, you know.
Costume designer Bob Mackie, sometimes known as the Sultan of Sequins, became a household name himself as designer of costumes for Carol Burnett and Cher. Before that, in his early days, he worked as Edith Head's sketch artist. He was 22, and she brought him in on a film called A New Kind of Love.
Because you brought a new kind of love.
A Paul Newman, Joanne Woodward movie that had a lot of showgirls and sexy women, and her ladies that worked for her kind of were a little too tasteful for that sort of thing. They couldn't quite, you know, get the pushed-up boobs and all that into the picture, and so there I was, you know, drawing showgirls.
By that time, Head had already been in the business for nearly 40 years.
I found out, I asked her secretary, I said, how old is she? And she said, well, I think she's about 65. And I went, oh, well, she'll be out of here next week. Little did I know she was going to work another 20 years or so. She wasn't about to give up. That was her life. That was it, maintaining Edith Head, the vision of Edith Head and everything that she stood for.
Don't forget that we, the costume designers, are magicians.
Head in an interview in 1975.
Because what we do, we ask the public to believe the same actor and actress over and over again. The same person is another character. So what we do camouflage and magic. We translate them. So visually, when you see them on the screen, instead of saying, that's Robert Redford, you just say, he's the guy in The Sting.
Edith Head, you may be interested to know, crashed her way into costume design in the 20s by borrowing and submitting sketches and designs done by some of her art school classmates. Did she say they were hers? Well, not exactly, but she didn't say they weren't either. She was hired on the spot, then she rose to the occasion. Her first film with a single designing credit was a couple of years later. It was the silent film Wings, and that was the beginning of her unparalleled career designing costumes for more than 1,000 films.
She was a real bread-and-butter movie designer. She did everything that came across her desk that was at Paramount.
Which meant Audrey Hepburn and Gregory Peck in Roman Holiday, a story about a princess who takes a day off to see what normal feels like.
I'd like to do just whatever I like. The whole day long.
Roman Holiday had to go, you know, somehow magically from being a princess and to being the girl on the street. And it's one of those tricks you have to do in films.
And All About Eve, with a famous black dress that framed one of Davis's most memorable lines. You know the one.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
There were the Hitchcock years,
Hitchcock liked her, and she did a wonderful job on To Catch a Thief. It was a good-looking film.
Diamonds. The only thing in the world you can't resist.
And she did epics like Samson and Delilah and The Ten Commandments.
Did you know, my dear, that this golden web was spun from the beards of shellfish?
They're fabulous, those gold lamé gowns. I mean, I think she could do anything. And did.
Head never tired of the spotlight. She appeared as herself in the movie The Oscar.
Edith is right over there at the bar. Why don't you join her for a drink?
I will. Thank you very much.
And in an episode of TV's Columbo with Peter Falk.
Oh, Edith? This is Lieutenant Columbo.
How do you do?
Edith Head.
How do you do?
And always kept the image up. Same black hair with bangs. Same round glasses.
You know, everybody knew what Edith Head looked like. Everybody knew the name.
Never a candid photo. Always a pose.
She the one I see on the Academy Awards?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Edith Head.
Those are her Oscars?
Yeah, aren't they fantastic?
And when she was finally was working at Universal, and they have the tours there, they had her little bungalow out on the tour, right on the road there, and she'd come out the door and wave to the people like she'd just come off from the desk. The woman was smart. She was very, very smart.
By coming out from behind the desk and creating the Edith Head brand, Head put an underappreciated profession into the spotlight. Designers like Deborah Nadulman Landis know it.
She represents costume design. I know that we are tremendously obligated to her, and obligated to her good sense to demand recognition for a job well done.
All that, and she got to drape the golden age of Hollywood in hundreds of yards of gold lamé. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishkill.